B-Pod Studios.
Cam's going to run it. Newton to the pylon.
Got
touchdown.
Yeah.
Patriot.
That's a man right there, boy.
Woo. First and goal to go. He's going to throw a pop pass to Ryan, and Johnson makes the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Pretty. Put a bow on that one. What deception by Newton.
Well, I think we got Scott Zolak right around the corner if it really comes to that. Hopefully he'll get ready to go if we need him.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank and Duncan. All right, and Zoe's going to love this. Our Getting to Know Zoe question, LBF.
We're getting a little literary with Scott Zolak.
Oh, nice. Bookish. All right. Yes, we talked about the game last week, and now it's changing because Cam is playing, right?
As of today, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
yep.
And that can change tomorrow. Like Coach said, this thing's hour to hour. It really is, and it's really hard not only to prepare, but I think, you know, when you don't practice, but what the heck does practice mean? Look at Tennessee the other night. They didn't practice for, 16 days? They look great, and Buffalo looked terrible.
Right.
So, who knows? But, I mean, it looks better on paper that it should be Cam Newton versus Drew Lock, where a week ago it could have been the Ripon kid versus Hoyer or Stidham.
Yeah, so. Battle of the backups.
Battle of the backups, yeah. That's always fun. Well, I mean,
those are fun games to call. You should try calling one of those sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Try broadcasting one of those. Those are great. They feel like preseason games.
Is that what it feels like to you? It does. Well, talk about that.
A little burst, yeah.
What's the stadium going to be like Sunday? Still nothing? No fans?
Dead. No juice.
What are you bringing to eat?
Great question. So for home games, they do a nice job with the little boxes they give us. So last time I think I had a roast beef sandwich, focaccia bread, and they had a little one of those egg frittatas for if you were there early.
Ooh, wow,
that's great.
Good.
Given the circumstances, they do about as well as you could over there.
Yeah,
that's good.
Any idea when the fans are going to be in though? Back in the stadium?
I have no clue. Aren't we trending up again here?
Yeah.
What are the optics to put fans in if your quarterback had it? You know, I mean, it's a tough thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, our kids are barely in school.
No, I know. So last week, you weren't at all worried about the Denver Broncos. I mean, does that change having lock in, or is it still a lock?
No, I just think, you know, Patriots are so well coached, and, you know, even with the virtual meetings and, you know, just hitting things over and over and over again and getting guys healthy and getting them back, catching almost a week off at the bye, that you should easily roll in this game.
Awesome. 1 o'clock game on 98.5 The Sports Hub. LBF, what's your Getting to Know Zoe question today?
Okay, today's question
Get ready.
Is,
Get
I'm
ready.
Thinking school and books and things like that.
I don't read books.
Well, once it's made into a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. What would the title of your memoir be?
Oh.
And how would it end?
The title of your memoir.
Oh, eat it.
Eat it.
Not with your sick mind where you're thinking. People don't know about me. I am a connoisseur of food. I like to go out to eat a lot. We probably go out 3 times a week. We got our own little spots that we like to hide in and go to. And I also love to cook and grill at home.
Only memoir that would be a cookbook.
Yeah, I would call it Eat It.
Yeah.
Well, how does it end then, Zoe?
It ends with a 48-ounce bone-in ribeye.
I knew it.
I said cream, tomahawk, but okay. Go ahead.
Cream spinach, garlic mashed potatoes, and 3 blue cheese olives stuffed in an ice-cold Grey Goose or Tito's martini.
Okay.
Wow. It's going to end pretty good.
It ends pretty nicely.
I like that ending.
I like it. Eat It by Scott Zolak. My life in food.
Yeah, make sure you put that in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. See the cover.
Yep.
I mean, it's awesome.
That's great.
All right, so
I'll get Simon and Schuster on the phone stat.
All right, so last time, you want to give us a score, or are you just going to go with a big win for the Pats? Go ahead.
No, we'll go 31-16. Good 30. Day.
All right, write that down, LBF.
Oh, okay.
31-16. So thanks so much. We'll see you down the hall.
All right.
Okay.
Eat it.
In a store near you. God. All right, thanks to Clinton Savings Bank. CSB goes beyond banking for your business. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. Eat it. Nice. You know what? I'd read it.
Yeah.
You would.
I'd read it. Wouldn't you read it?
Well, it'd be great because, you know, he could tell stories about his life and then put in recipes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love it.
Break it up.
I sense a collaboration
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. You guys get together on that. Okay.
I'll do the drinks.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Scott Zolak. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.